Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell and this is my wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody.
She's wearing her Ole Miss colors.
Got my Ole Miss stuff going on.
You know, we can't afford to get too excited because we never know which team will show up for the Rebels.
That's right.
But at any rate,
let's
focus on the Rebels. Let's focus on the Word.
And we're talking about being strengthened by the Word.
That's right. Being strengthened by the Word. In fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, it says, preach the word, speak the word, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. They will turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. In your affliction, do the work of an evangelist and fulfill your ministry. You know, it's amazing what the word will do for us if we'll stay with the word. The problem is most of us don't stay with the word. All right?
We read other kind of books and we listen to opinions and we look to see what the world is doing. And everybody, we need to realize, believers, that we've got to go back to the word of God every single time.
That's right. We encourage ourselves in the Word of God. In fact, we're going to look at some things today. You've got something there in 1 Timothy 4.
Yeah, 1 Timothy 4, 12 and 13 says, let no one despise your youth, talking to Timothy because he was a young man, but be an example in the believers in word, and that's how we speak, in conduct, how we act, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And then 13 says, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine.
All right. Give attention to reading the word of God, to exhorting people in the word of God, and to teaching people in the word of God. That's what's important. And so we just want to encourage you today and let you know that God has a way of encouraging us. You know, it's amazing. He told Moses, encourage Joshua. He's going to be the one that's going to lead him across into the promised land.
Right.
And so Moses would encourage him. He would speak the word to him. He would tell him about his times with God. And those are important things to all of us. And so we need to make sure we we keep that. You got something there?
Before we go to Abraham and Romans, I just wanted to remind ourselves too. 1 Thessalonians says in 5:11, so encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. And Paul is writing to the Thessalonians and they were already doing a pretty good job of encouraging each other. But he's saying basically continue to do that, continue to encourage each other and continue to build each other up. And, you know, I don't know about you, but we've noticed in social media and things like that, it seems to give people the right to say whatever comes to mind because they're not face to face. And we as believers need to just show this as a different, we need to show a different way of life. We need to show a different
way to
deal with situations that maybe we're uncomfortable with. Maybe we don't agree with. Maybe we're just in complete opposite in other people's opinions, but there's still a way to communicate something without being so divisive and being so in your face. I think we can just love people unconditionally. You know, we can say our opinion, we can remind people what the Bible says, but just keep in mind that whatever we say and do, and it's important that we look at how we conduct ourselves, how we speak our words, the attitudes that we have, the tone in our voice, will either repel people from Jesus or draw people to Jesus. And our call, our commission that God has given us is that we bring people to Jesus as well. We can say preach, we can say proclaim, but it's really about how we live our lives. And that tells a story. And then the words that come out and our actions make a difference in people's lives. We don't want to push people from Jesus. We want to draw them to Jesus.
That's right.
And so loving unconditionally, maybe giving your opinion, but giving it in a loving way. But remember, our opinions need to be lined up with the word of God.
That's exactly right. And so it's important. You know, there's there's a psalm in Psalm 119 and verse 28. And if you can look that up in the Message Bible.
Okay. What was it again?
Psalm 119, 28.
Okay.
But in the New King James, it says, my soul melts from heaviness. Now, listen, this is why Paul and Silas and Paul and Barnabas went around and retaught the saints. You know, they would go back and encourage them and strengthen them. But it says, my soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word.
That's 38?
Psalm 119, 28.
Oh, 28. Sorry. I was wondering why it wasn't coming out right.
Psalm 119, 28. My soul melts from heaviness. And ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. And as you're navigating through life, your soul begins to get weighed down. It begins to melt. But God wants you to be encouraged. That's why the psalmist said, strengthen me according to your word. Now, you looked it up in the message?
Yes. The message says, I'm feeling terrible. I couldn't feel worse. Get me on my feet again. You promised, remember? When I told my story, you responded. Train me well in your deep wisdom. Help me understand these things inside and out so I can ponder your miracle wonders. My sad life,
My sad life's
debilitated, dilapidated and falling down barn. Build me up again by your word.
See, he's saying his life is like a dilapidated barn. Yeah. It's falling apart. Mentally, you know, you get weighed down and you can be falling apart, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And there's only one way. You know, Psalm 23 talks
about
this.
Can I read
this
next one?
Yeah,
this is interesting. Barricade the road that goes nowhere and grace me with your clear revelation. I choose the true road to somewhere. I think that's important. When we are being built up in the word of God, we can then be led by the word of God. If we're allowing this dilapidated feeling where he says up here, I'm feeling terrible. It couldn't get any worse. If we're going to live there, it's too hard to hear God's voice.
That's right.
It's too hard to be led by the Spirit. So if you are building yourself with the word of God and getting yourself out of that mindset, then you can, it says here to block, barricade the road that goes nowhere and grace me with your clear revelation.
You know, it's important that we understand that God wants to encourage us. He wants to build us up. And the way he does that is through the word of God. You know, listen to this. Now, this talks about, we're talking about how our life can be like a dilapidated barn. An old barn. Now, we see a lot of that here in Tennessee.
Yes.
In fact, it's amazing. You want to know what's amazing is people want those pieces of wood from that old barn to do something in their new house.
Right.
It's crazy. You want the dilapidated. Listen, God wants to rebuild. And in Psalm 23, he says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want or shall not lack. Mm-hmm. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. That's the peace, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Perfect peace is he whose mind is stayed on the Lord. But he says he leads him beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Now, listen to me. Only God can restore the soul. I know there's psychologists out there and that probably is going to wrinkle their, you know, get their day off to a bad start. But when you're only dealing with the soulish realm and the physical realm, man cannot be put back together. You must deal with the spiritual realm. The spirit realm first, soulish realm second, physical realm third. That's the way God built us. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Check it out for yourself. But you've got to have all three. And God restores our soul. That's a powerful, powerful thing. In fact, that word restore, let's see if I can get it to come up over here. That word restore means it's a primitive word. It's translated to return to its original form.
That's good.
Woo!
Yeah.
Come on. Your dilapidated mind wants to be restored back to that which it came from. All right. So it's important that we understand it means to recover. Mm-hmm. All right. That which was lost. So there's a state that God created us in. And because of the pressures of life, they start to fall away. That's why the Bible talks about Abraham. Man, he was not moved, all right? He stayed in faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So God wants all of us to be restored. He wants us to return to that former state, you know, where we were intended to be. But sin, the trials of life, everything going on weighs us down and our life becomes, I got to go back to that, like a dilapidated barn.
I like that.
All right.
But you know, I was thinking about this little flip house that we just finished and, you know, we restored it back to its original, but then everything underneath, everything inside the walls, everything is brand new. And it's even better than it was than when it was built in 1952. So you think about that. When you come to God, you come to God with your damage and your story and your junk from your old life. And then we can be restored back to the way God wants us to be, but even better, because everything on the inside has been completely changed. You know, for the longest time, people kept driving by that little house and they would call us and ask us, you know, if we wanted to sell it. Well, they wanted to buy it at the price that it looked like on the outside.
Right.
You know, because we hadn't done anything on the outside. The outside looked exactly the same as it had since 1952. And now everything on the inside is completely brand new. New walls, new floors, new plumbing, new wiring. Everything's brand new, but you couldn't tell. Right. And so we're restored on the inside. So we have to let the outside know. We have to let people know. We have to let our own face know that we are completely restored on the inside so that we can make an impact on people's lives.
That's right.
So we're even better. We're even better than the way we were first.
Come on.
We were better.
And so I'm going to go over here to Acts 14.
Okay.
And look at verse 21 and 22. And it says, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples. See, I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be sharing the gospel and making disciples. I love it. Isn't that the commission of Matthew 28, Mark 16? And he says, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, I think that's what that is, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples. I love it. They were strengthening the souls of the disciples. They were to cause someone to become stronger in the sense of more firm and unchanging in attitude or belief. And you need that. Return to your first love. Get back into the Word of God. Paul and Silas did it everywhere they went. There's a couple other scriptures.
That's right.
Acts 15, 32 and Acts 15, 4. Strengthening, bringing them back, and causing them to be encouraged because of the Word of God.
And not just that, but they split up so that they could cover other areas too. Because we ended up having Paul with Silas, and we had Barnabas with John Mark, and they went their separate ways, and they covered more area.
Yeah.
So we're called to do that. We're called to spread the good news.
So we're just encouraging you today that you need to be strengthened by the Word of God.
Yes.
All right. We've about run out of time, and this is going to conclude our study this week, but we'll get back in next week. Hey, share this on your social media. Would you do that for us? Just share it. Just go ahead and click that share button. Send it out to all your friends. Like us, love us, care for us. What else could I say?
Follow, share, us. And like.
Yeah.
And then, on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe.
That's right. Father, I pray for every person watching. I pray today will be a great day. I pray you'll strengthen us with your word. Strengthen our inner man with might by your spirit, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Well, God bless everybody.
This is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. So make sure you check all those social media. Be on Mike Campbell Ministries. Check us out what we're doing. And we will see you again on Monday.
That's right. Same bad time, same bad channel for another exciting teaching in the Word of God with PM in the AM. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.
God bless.